When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right. Dick Vermeil, he joins us every single Friday at this time. He's brought to us, of course, by Independence Blue Cross, the region's strongest network of doctors and hospitals. Means you can choose where, when, and how you get the care you need. Learn more at IBX.com. Reminder, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today away from the Tasty Cake Studio. We are at Borgata on a great football Friday, entering another football weekend. A lot of college football. And, of course, pro football on Sunday and pro football on Saturday, by the way, as well. And Dick Vermeil right now. Good morning, Coach Vermeil.
Good morning.
How are you,
Merry
Dick?
Merry Christmas. Hi, Coach. Hey, happy holidays, guys.
Dick, to you, too.
Happy holidays.
To you and your family always, Dick. So, Dick, let's start with this reality. We'll get to the Saquon thing and all that. But, you know, Sirianni went through a tough spot last week. There was a lot going on. You know, there was a lot of turmoil. AJ's comments, Brandon Graham's comments. And yet they went out there and just mowed down the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'm curious, you know, Dick, from your standpoint as a coach, the more you see Sirianni, are you just, because I am as a non-coach, more and more and more impressed. Are you really impressed with the way Sirianni has evolved in his tenure now in year four?
Yeah, I think there's a becoming definition of what he's all about. And, you know, he's been around here a few years now, but yeah. You have to give him more credit than we normally do here in Philadelphia as you're building a program for the things he's done, his winning percentage, and then not playing well one week and getting ripped, and the next week playing like they're a Super Bowl team. You know, the more you watch him coach and how he utilizes his great coaching staff and lets them coach is impressive.
Yeah, it's really remarkable, I think, what he's doing. Now, Dick, he's faced with a somewhat unique situation this week. So Saquon's got a shot at the Dickerson record, three games. He's got to get 140 yards each game to break that. Would you as a coach, now let's go full scope here. They were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, lost it. Organization does have a Super Bowl from 7 years ago, so it's not like they've never won one. Saquon, the whole Giants thing, this is his first time on a really good team. Would you want to get the ball to Saquon a little bit extra to try to increase that record-breaking probability, or do you just play it totally straight, totally down the middle, and let the chips fall where they may on a normal called football game?
I play it totally straight according to the defense we're facing. It might dictate we run the ball more. You know,
sure,
they're not
yeah.
real good at 25th against defending the run. So it may dictate that he runs the ball more. Does it have to be Saquon? No. You know, the other kid doesn't do a bad job when he goes in there. But I wouldn't let the record influence the decision of how to coach my football team game day.
I think that's smart. Hey, Coach, have you ever had a quarterback with a broken finger on his left hand? And how did that impact the way that the game ended up being called? It seemed like Jalen was completely unaffected last week, but I don't want to just assume that it's an easy thing to deal with.
You know, I don't think it is. First off, it isn't mentally. Then secondly, it's physically it bothers you some. I've had quarterbacks that had injured fingers on the left hand, opposite throwing hand. I don't remember having one that had one broken. Now, I don't remember that. But there's no way it can help you. What it takes, a great mental discipline to not allow it to affect you negatively. I think Jalen did a masterful job of just ignoring it and playing football. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the trainers did a good job with it. We also saw how it was taped up and those kinds of things. But there's no way it helps you play better. I know that.
Yeah, sure. I do think it helps. I do think it helps guys having the relationships, the interrelationships. I think you tapped into the this connecting, like Coach Sirianni talks about, long before people were really talking about it. This is something, Coach, I can remember you being emotional with your players, with your team, way back when.
Yeah.
And you know, it's something that was unusual at the time. Do you feel like a kinship with Nick Sirianni in that way, that you both feel emotions and you lay them on your sleeve a little more than a lot of the head coaches out there seem to have the comfortability to do?
Well, I think, first off, I've often said, you got to be who you are.
Mm.
When you are not responding and acting emotionally or any other way, how you actually are, players recognize it. You know, so I think they recognize, they live with your pluses and minuses and your personality and your emotional stability and how you respond and that. And I think Nick has a lot of it. That's just who he is.
Right.
I don't think he really thinks about it. I'm sure he gives preparation, to game preparation, mentally and emotionally all the time. But, you know, the longer you coach guys, remember in the old days, you can remember, you coached guys for a long time. You know?
Yeah.
You have a lot of players, you know, there was no free agency, and you got a guy off the waiver wire maybe that was waived, was supposed to be too old to play anymore, and you brought him in and he played two more years for you. It's different then. So, but I think connecting like Nick really works at is critical. And that, I think, started all the way back with, number one, who I am and was as a person, and also going up through the ranks of coaching.
Wow.
Take for meal with
high school
right.
kids,
yeah,
junior college kids, and you see what really matters to a player.
Sure.
As to how he responds to you, both emotionally and technically and intensity-wise and everything else, and even in the negative environment.
Yeah.
You know,
Dick,
I think, yeah, go ahead.
Dick, speaking of connecting, I heard a story one time, and I'm curious if you can confirm this, that, and this would be a former player, so it wouldn't be about the players you were coaching in that moment, but I'm sure players you were coaching would appreciate that you had this propensity. I heard that before you coached in the Super Bowl, the 99 Super Bowl, that you called, was it a former quarterback from college or high school, shortly before
John Shira,
the game?
My starting quarterback in the Rose Bowl.
And you called him to thank him for helping you get to a stage that got you back to a second Super Bowl. Is that correct?
Yeah, I called him Chuck Knox, Chuck Knoll. Okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, if you remember right, there was a blizzard area going on in Atlanta, Georgia, when we went to the Super Bowl with the Ram team. And we had to go to the stadium 2 hours earlier than you normally would. So you had extra 2 hours to sit around that locker room. And what I started thinking about is all the people that helped put me in this position to coach a Super Bowl game. You know?
Yeah.
So you can't help. You know, and I love staying in touch with my players, as you know, with my, like Jaworski. And
I know.
I love staying in touch with them.
Yeah,
you
and
know?
They love that about you, obviously.
Well, they keep me informed. I learn from them,
yeah.
Especially Ron today, because as he studies the game, I don't have access to the game like he has going over to NFL films. But
sure.
When I talk to him, I'm looking for information I can use, you know.
So, Dick, if you're Nick Sirianni right now, you've been in this spot. Team's rolling. You're getting near the playoffs. You're trying to close strong. How do you keep drilling down on the guys when they keep winning? Is that a challenge to keep them focused?
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Just when they keep winning?
Yes, it can be. Especially in this city. because you know how we all, including Vermeil here, overreact to when they play extremely well and get very upset when they don't play well. And right now, yeah, you know, they played real well last week. And they play a team, you know, this team they're playing is a pretty good football team, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, our defensive team doesn't get a rest. So it's amazing. Yeah, their defense is not what our defense is. But in my computer report, this game is predicted to be a 3-point difference game. Last week against Pittsburgh, it was predicted to be an 8-point difference game. That's scary to me.
Yeah.
That's scary. Well, what are the Commanders doing that gains the respect of my computer?
Yeah. Well, how good is this young quarterback?
8-point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the quarterback right now is a young Jalen Hurts. Their numbers, they're all right here in front of me. Compare them all the way down. It's amazing how well this kid is playing.
Wow.
Amazing. Like Jaworski said earlier in the year, he's never seen a young quarterback play as well as this guy. When you look at their quarterback efficiency ratings, there's very little difference. They're percent complete. In fact, Daniels is 70.5%, and it hurts to 69.6. Probably won't make any difference tomorrow. Yards per pass attempt, they're very close. Percent TDs, they're very close. Percent interceptions, they're very close. It's amazing how well this kid is playing.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
our defense will not allow him to play as well as he has been playing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Hey, Dick, what's your personal prediction for the game?
I think we beat him, but I think it's going to be surprisingly tough to do it.
Okay. Well, hey, listen.
This team is extremely well-coached football team, and Nick and his staff know that. They can see it just like I can as a retired coach and like Jaworski can as he looks at it. NFL, this is a well-coached football team. They're not as good a football team as the Eagles right now, but they are close enough in some real good areas to make the game very competitive. If we don't turn the ball over and play smart and get stupid penalties like Denver did last night, 3 defensive penalties, giving them first downs, they end up losing a football game. You can't do that against good football teams. And I think our team last week was a better picture of what they really are than the week before. So I think we're going to beat them, but I have a lot of respect for what the Commanders are doing.
Yeah, they've had a good year. Dick, one more thing, one non-Eagles football question. Just curious, of course, you coached in college football and love all levels of football. This weekend, for the first time ever, we have college football playoffs. Penn State plays tomorrow. There's 12 teams in it. Do you like this new structure? Do you think they got the right number with 12? What are your thoughts on how college football is now doing what they're doing?
I like the playoff system and that. I hate the NIL, the transfer portal.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's a contradictory. You're teaching players how to be disloyal. I don't hear a football coach anymore in college talk about what the kid's grade point average is. It's about NIL and transfer portal. And, geez, you know, just Penn State this last week, they're talking about losing their quarterback because he's going in the NIL, how it is structured in the transfer portal, how it is structured that he has to go in before the bowl game, playoff game. You know, it's just, I don't know. I'm just hoping that our great retired college football coaches led by Nick Saban can get this program better organized.
Yeah, they need a czar. They need a commissioner.
No question.
Need some sanity with the whole thing.
Yeah.
Hey, let me remind everyone, if you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, you can get some delicious Vermeil wine shipped directly to your home. Of course, Vermeil wines make a great gift for the holiday, or of course, just stash them for yourself. Visit VermeilWines.com, the website VermeilWines.com for Coach's entire wine selection. Coach Vermeil, let me thank you for everything this year with our program. Of course, we'll be talking to you in January. We will be off the next couple Fridays. I know, you know, there'll be some other hosts filling in. But thanks for everything this year. And we look forward to the postseason with you, hopefully all the way to mid-February.
Oh, well, thank you. I enjoy being with you guys. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks, Dick. Dick, thank Merry you. Christmas
Bye-bye.
To you. All right,
Bye-bye.
There he is, Merry the great Christmas. Legendary coach, Dick Vermeil.